What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The 2016 general election is just around the corner, and on today's program we will look at what will happen on election day as set out in the Representation of the People Act. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
For the first time in 1944, Jamaicans who were 21 or older were eligible to vote regardless of their gender or whether or not they were landowners. This was made possible under the Representation of the People Act. The legislation provides guidelines that govern the conduct of election in Jamaica, including the voting process. Provision is made for military and police personnel as well as election day workers to vote 3 days before the rest of the population to ensure that they are available for duty on election day. On election day, polling stations will open at 7 a.m. and only Jamaicans 18 years and older who are on the current voters list will be allowed to vote. When you go to the polling station to vote, there are some strict rules you must observe. For example, do not practice open voting.
If you show anyone your ballot, it will be taken from you by the presiding officer and marked as spoiled. You will, however, be given another chance to vote, but we encourage you, do not show anyone your ballot.
Public Education Officer, Electoral Commission of Jamaica, Dania Harper. The provision states that an elector who intentionally displays his or her ballot to make anyone know the candidate for or against whom he or she has voted will first be warned by the presiding officer, who will deface the ballot and deliver a new ballot paper to the elector. If the elector intentionally displays the ballot for a second time, the ballot paper will be defaced and rendered spoiled. This is an offence under the Act, and the elector will be liable to a fine of $80,000 and or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 5 years.
Now, being all of the written instructions are verbal instructions from the returning officers, the electoral officers, and the person presiding officers, because their job is to ensure that the election day runs peacefully.
Assistant Commissioner of Police Terence Bent. Voting ends at 5 p.m., but the law makes provisions for electors waiting in line to vote after the cutoff time. You will not be allowed to vote if you are dressed in clothes bearing the emblem or logo of a political party or any t-shirt bearing the face or name of political candidates. The Act also forbids the sale of alcohol on election day and specifies that all bars and pubs should be closed on this day. Licensed firearm holders are advised to leave their weapons at home on election day. And employees desirous of casting their ballots on election day are allotted 3 hours in addition to the normal meal hour to vote. This provision does not apply to any employee whose work hours begin at or after 10 a.m. or concludes before or at 2 p.m.
My journey as a foster child started at the age of 2 when I was living on the street because my mother became mentally ill. At times you feel a bit lonely, but thanks to the Child Development Agency's foster care program, I was able to overcome all of these.
The Child Development Agency's National Foster Care Week. For more information, visit our website at www.cda.gov.jm or call 948-28412. Share your home. Foster a child.
We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.